Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So now we welcome in the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, every Tuesday morning on this show. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, Sean, RJ, let's have a good day today.
Let's have a good day today. Absolutely. Your assessment of the Eagles game, Jerry, from Sunday night. Let's start off there.
Well, I think we played better. I thought we played with a lot of energy on both sides of the ball. And I think that, frankly, under the circumstances, had a shot there. And upon further review, when we got a chance to look at how some of the individual performances stacked up there yesterday, we did see improvement from the weeks before, and that's what you're looking for. We obviously want to win our game here and cancel it. Candidly, this would be a great place to start this weekend. We're checking to see where we are with our with the status of Andy Dalton. We'll know more about that as we go along here the next couple of days. Other than that, I think we're in good shape. Get a couple of defensive guys back, and we've just got our head down out here and are trying to get better.
Jerry, what did you think? We thought the game turned and was decided on the fumble recovery touchdown by the Eagles defense. We thought Vinnie Curry was down. It obviously didn't play out that way. What did you think of that play and the way it was officiated?
We just thought it deserved to be really analyzed. A lot more time spent on it. And just didn't think they should have, from the field, or made the decision not to spend more time reviewing it in New York. We think that's right after looking at it yesterday. We think it should have had more time to review. You do get interpretation, but it would certainly gone our way on a real hard interpretation. We think that their guy had a possession there right at the fumble point.
Jerry, would you like to see DiNucci get another start? What'd you think of his first game, too?
Well, I think that it was a lot for him. I think we certainly, as a team, paid the price to have him come in and under those circumstances, and that's almost trite. It was. More than he can handle. I don't know what you could have expected for somebody to come in under those circumstances, but they've got a Philadelphia. If they're strong anywhere, they can bring the pressure, and they can bring some challenges defensively. They did, and it was dramatic, and so it's tough to win a ball game like that.
Jerry, what is your mindset for today's NFL trade deadline with where you see you guys positioned? What is your feeling on how today could go for you and where you guys want it to go?
I think it's your question normally would get a pretty pretty response that would say, I don't expect anything to happen. But yeah, that's not fair, because the way we're structured, the way we can do business, we can make decisions if the opportunity comes up, and we can make them in a short order. We've prepared every scenario that you can think of, almost walk around like that. And so if we do get an opportunity, we can make that call. And, you know, I'm in the mood, but certainly not in the mood to do anything that would knowingly negatively impact our future, both this weekend as well as we look ahead for now and years to come. So what does that mean? What does that mean is that I don't expect anything, but if something should come up of any nature, I've certainly got the ability to entertain it and make a decision on it.
Jerry, do you view selling players, like, do you feel selling them at the trade deadline as giving up on the season? Philosophically, do you think that's like giving up?
Oh, I think you could if it were the right players and the right or lack of consideration. I think you could, and you're going to have, if you've got something that would give you some consideration that involved you not doing away with a player, not going to get a player for future consideration, then you've in essence taken away from this year. If you involve it coming the other way, you've added to it. And we want to add to the long run, but we also have to be mindful that we've got serious cap issues ahead in sports as a league and as the Cowboys. And so that you would be really doubtful that you would take on cap obligation.
Yeah.
Is anyone untouchable?
Of course. Absolutely there are. The numbers of them are just not somebody that we want to go forward, whether it be against Pittsburgh or whether it be against for the next several years. Absolutely.
Any willingness to give us some of those names that are untouchable?
No, I mean, I don't think you start there. I think if I were going to give it, and you'd know why I wouldn't do that, you'd start with the touchables, not the untouchables. And the untouchables, as it would pertain to the kind of trade we're talking about, a down-the-line situation, equivalent of depth backup for that's unlikely today, I think. I don't see the urgency today for that. And so the guys that would get up there and someone that would have a meaningful consideration by another team, it's unlikely. I'm going to start, be real clear here. We're spending, and I'm fine with it, but we're spending a lot of time on something that has a high improbability today.
Jerry Jones here on The Fan. Jerry, can you comment at all on the NFL Network report that you guys were not interested in trade talks with Aldon Smith to the Seahawks?
That's correct. That's definitively correct. We're not interested in doing anything with Aldon Smith.
And what are some of the reasons for that?
Well, Aldon Smith really liked what, but think it. It's really been a positive how he's evolved. He's a different player than he was, but that doesn't make it negative. You just think that he's been out the years as he's been out. I like his focus. I like his attitude. I like his attitude about the future. No, I'm not interested in doing anything with Aldon.
Jerry, what is your read right now or guess on where the salary cap is going? Do you feel like it is going to be the same next year, that it's going down? What's your read on where the cap is headed?
Well, we've already decided that it'll be down, as the NFL in, in general. We've decided it'd be down. It's natural that it would be down with the, because it's based upon the revenues the prior year. So we've agreed on that, and the real issue as we go forward, no one wanted to think about you could have further adjustments in this cap. You should be thinking about that.
Not Jerry Jones.
And sport. I'm talking about in general sport as far as revenue as it pertains to people attending games as you look ahead into 21. That's as we get closer to 21, as we look at the challenges that are there, you should be thinking about it at 21 differently than you were last March. And I'm not, I think we all are.
Jerry Jones joined us here at 105 through the Fan. Chris Mortensen reported this morning that if there are games lost, canceled, not just postponed, canceled to COVID, that there could be an expansion of the postseason. Can you confirm that?
No, that's and Chris would. I'm good. You know what I think of Chris. He's the best, and he really knows it when he says it. By not confirming it doesn't mean that he's not correct at all. But let me be real clear here before we move on from this. I couldn't be more positive about what we, the NFL, and frankly to some degree sports, is going to be as we look into 21 in terms of eyeballs, in terms of interest in sports, in terms of what our role is. I really could spend all afternoon talking to you about that. That's a big plus. It's going to have serious, I think, positive position as far as opening our economy, quote, getting back. How about getting better than we've ever been in an economy? I think sports, particularly the NFL, is going to be a leader in this. So I want it to be there in terms of the technical aspect of how we put these rosters together. That's to me what you've got to look at, since determined by the prior year's revenue. And so we can see what prior year's revenue is right now. That's the year we're in, 20. And so with that in mind, but I think when we get to, I really do, think that as we move into the end of this year in 21, you're going to see everybody thinking more positive about participation, fan participation, involvement, attendance, all of that relative to 21. So if I can, I want to be sure 21 in my eyes is very positive.
Jerry, I want to ask you about the phrase. I don't think we've ever talked about it in 10 years here on the show, but what do you think of the phrase tanking? Not that your players aren't going to go out there and try hard or anyone doesn't want to win a game, but an organization putting out some backups, maybe some younger guys, and you evaluate them, but if you end up losing, it could benefit you by getting a higher draft pick. What do you think about that idea and the phrase tanking for a better draft pick in general?
The more people that you have on the field in a sport, the less I think the less you get into driving the car relative to certainly effort. You can erase that from an individual player's performance, and I don't believe that's what you're referring to. But I want to separate that. Tanking has nothing to do with the performance of a player, the performance of a coach, the performance of getting better, the performance of the things you do to try to win the ball game, in my mind. Could you make a decision to play a younger player more, or a player that you're going to be pretty firm that you're going to be going forward with him contract-wise than a different situation? And the answer is, I could see that. Yeah, I can see making sure that you get these guys those reps. The only way to have and get better in the NFL is for reps. And game reps are precious, hard to come by. And you don't get them by just that issue if you're sitting there competing for the championship. So I think you'd see more young players. May should be doing it anyway, candidly, in regard to that definition of tanking. You may should be playing in football. You may should be playing those players out there anyway. I've seen it really work better that way. So I don't see it as bright a line. And maybe you'd say, Jones, you've never seen anything bright line in your life. And so, and maybe that's right. But the point is, there's no, in my mind, I'm not looking at a, not that the Cowboys aren't or me, but I don't see bright lines with that, any part of that definition.
With the state of the division and, you know, having to evaluate y'all's future and the possibility of the playoffs expanding this year if COVID cancels games, how do you weigh evaluating for the future versus still competing for the division this year?
Well, I think we can do both. And Dalton is a key. Dalton is a key for us here, Andy. I think some of the things that we did the other day there defensively, we got better. And I think we've got additional reps from help on the way. We got Gregory back out there. We get Woozy back out there. We get Van Der Esch back out and more acclimated. I think those things are there. I think the offensive line particularly played better. And so those guys playing together plays better. And so those kinds of things, let's go out here and get better. And we've got the full half the season. Used to play 10. I'm going to refer back to when you played in college. You played 10 games. We've got 80% of a college season left to play. Let's go. And things aren't so out of kilter other than our actual play, which, by the way, is trite to say almost, but we can play better.
Jerry, how much time are you dedicating to the trade deadline versus election coverage today? How invested are you with what's going on in the country?
Well, I can't help but know that today is election day, but frankly, with what we've got to do and the work we've are involved in with the Cowboys and what we're doing relative to even the trade deadline, but many other things, then I've already voted. And so I'll take a look at this thing late tonight and see how that vote has come out. That's it. This will be the last time the VOTE comes out of my mouth today until I look at it midnight tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.